The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we will listen to the speech of Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. So brothers and sisters, the discussion tonight, what is the meaning of karama based on a hadith of Ahlul Bayt, and what is its place in Islamic tarbiyah? Question number one. Number two, why do we say that karama, that Islamic dignity, Islamic self-worth, right now we're defining as that, is the result of the inner voice of the child being awakened. The inner voice of the child being awakened. Number three, in tarbiyah based on karama, right? If we're doing tarbiyah of our children based on karama, based on human Islamic dignity, right? How does this shape a child's moral compass? So as I said, right now, for now, we loosely define karama as dignity, Islamic self-worth, right? This is going to be based on a trait or a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're going to make sure our children don't feel like nobodies, but this is different. This is different to what we might find in the West. We might find some people who have a very strong sense of self, feel very important, are proud. That's different than karama. Right? This is different than fancy degrees. It's different than money. Right? This is going to be the result of the relationship between the abd and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, if we look in the school of Fatima, there's a definition. We're going to use the hadith later. I'm going to quote the hadith. But there's a definition. What's that definition that we're looking for? Karama is, when we use it in Islamic tarbiyah, it means that the person will possess noble moral traits, noble akhlaqi traits, and they will avoid behavior that is low, disgusting, and demeaning. Right? Actions, behaviors, states that are low action and demeaning, this person will avoid them because of the state of karama. When they're faced with an ugly action, a person who has karama would say, you try to pressure that person, force that person, get that person to make a mistake, do an action which is reprehensible, which Islam doesn't like. The person with karama would say, that action is beneath my dignity. Okay, let's look at the definition from the Ahlul Bayt. This first hadith is from Amirul Mu'mineen. So again, we're looking for ourselves. Do we have karama? What does the Imam say? Karama is al-karamu, right? So karama, Islamic dignity, Islamic self-worth. Al-karam, husnu sajiyya. It's noble akhlaqi traits, husnu sajiyya, wa ijtinabu daniyya. And that this person stays away from things which are dani, things that are low, things that are despicable. In Islamic tarbiyah, there's going to be two ways that we look at this. Remember now, our focus is on our children developing this state of karama. In this kind of method of teachings that we get from Sayyidah Fatima, the basis of our interactions, so this might be me as a sheikh, it might be our teachers and their interactions with children, it might be us as parents, it might be us as coaches, right? We're interacting with children. The basis and foundation for our interaction is going to be one where we're honoring our children and we're preserving their Islamic dignity. Now, Allah says that all human beings have been granted dignity. This is the ayat of Quran now. Surah Isra, Surah 17, verse number 70. Allah says this, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ, that we have honored, and certainly we have honored the children of Adam. Everyone has karama. Why do you and I get so worked up when we watch what's happening in Palestine? Why can't we bear to see what's going on in Nigeria? Why do we get infuriated when we see the prisons here in America treat people the way that people wouldn't treat pets? I have Quran. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ, right? God honored all of the children of Adam, but now with children. With children, brothers and sisters, this is a right, not a favor. Raising children with dignity is a right that they have, not a favor. We do it qurbatan ilallah. This is now a hadith from our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our Prophet tells us this, akrimu auladakum, honor your children. Akrimu auladakum, raise them with dignity. Wa ahsinu adabahum, and train them to have excellent adab and manners and interactions. If you do this, yughfar lakum, you will be forgiven. This is your responsibility. Now, in doing this, we're trying to make sure that we foster this sense of Islamic dignity and self-worth in the children. This means that our interactions with them are based on the idea that God has granted them karama, right? So all of our actions, our interactions are like this. We don't want our child to think, from my interactions, you're a nobody. You're not important. There should be nothing demeaning about our interactions with children. But this also involves reverse engineering. What happens is, you and I are trying to get our children to be at a stage that by the age of 14, we're starting now, we're focusing from the time they're young, the time we're talking about now, the ages of 7, but we want by the age of 14, this adult to be someone who is kareem, or someone who is, a girl, kareema. Right? So we're looking for dignified children. What does that mean? So the first part was our interaction. The second part, the reverse engineering, what is the result that we're hoping to get from this proper training according to the School of Fatima? Our children will automatically, and without being forced, avoid ugly actions, avoid wrong behavior. Right? They will ensure that they stay away from things which are low or detestable. They're going to interact with others with akhlaq and nobility because of that relationship with Allah. Now, I just want to give one example, and then after that, we're going to go slowly. We're trying to learn this properly, and of course, we want to affect ourselves first or change ourselves first. I want to give one example. The example, brothers and sisters, so let's say you have a father or a mother who's trying to raise a child to be a soldier of the imam. And I've noticed at the age of 7, so my child is 7 or older than 7, my child has a habit of lying. Lying. For a believer, a mu'min or mu'mina, they should sound the alarm. If they see that a child is lying, they should be concerned. What didn't I do when it comes to Islamic tarbiyah? Because according to the path of the Ahlul Bayt, the school of Sayyidah Fatima, lying and faith can't go hand in hand. So this is alarm bells are going off in the heart of this mother or father. Hadith now. This is from Imam Baqir. So the hadith is this. He says, "Inna al-kadhib huwa kharabul iman." Lying is the destruction of faith. We're going to talk more about this later, because later, inshallah, we'll get to the hows and how do we do this, right? We're going step by step. We're just talking about, okay, what happens now? So many parents, you talk to them, they're dealing with children who sometimes lie to them, are not truthful, right? They're looking for reasons and ways to change this. What we're saying is that if a parent created a situation by ignoring the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt where the child formed a habit of lying. As an example, let's say when my child would tell me the truth, I would overreact. I would scream and shout. And my child, because of my behavior, learned to hide things. Learned to lie. That would be on me. That would be on me. Okay. So, but now, if we were looking for a cure, and again, we'll talk about the cure. We're going to go over these things slowly, step by step. But if we're looking for a cure, one of the things that we're going to learn from the Ahlul Bayt is that karama is the cure. If you can raise a child to have Islamic dignity based on that relationship with Allah, there's a whole laundry list of sins that the person won't commit. I'll give you one example, and then, because again, now is not the time for the hows. Let's introduce the topic properly. This hadith is from Amir al-Mu'mineen. This is what he says. Al-kadhibu wal-khiyana. So lying and treachery. Betraying the trust. Khiyana. He says, Laysa min akhlaqil kiram. Noble people don't have this akhlaq. They're not like that. So if we're looking for a solution, one of the things is, have I raised these children so that they have karama, and then it's self-motivated.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adim Alimun Halim Hakimun Matim. وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل على